Dankie. I'm sure, ek dink almal ken my redelik of weet van my. Ek praat baie hard. My naam, vir die wat jy weet, beteken the noisy one. I'm not lying. Almal het hierdie cool, soos wat is jou naam, soos ek strong oak, of the dandelion of Jesus. Ek weet nie, soos dis ek mooi name, en ek love altyd om vir mense te vra, weet hulle wat hulle name beteken. Maar ek hou nie daarvan as mense vir my vra nie, want dit beteken the noisy one. En daar is klom mense wat nou probeer het, ja, my gaan noisy wees vir Jesus. Ek sê, yeah, but I'm still noisy. So I do live up to my name very well. So dalk het jy al my gehoor, maar nog nie van my gehoor nie. Ek is Tristan. ja, ek het regtig 'n voorreg om vanaand 'n bietjie iets te deel en bear with me want ons het 'n paar goedjies net wat die Here regtig kom sê vanaand en dan myne ek gaan nie heeltemal my boodskap tweekie but maybe the order that I do in or the direction that I want to go. So as ek so 'n bietjie rondspring, please bear with me. Maar op daai noot, sorry, ek dink Elise is sy eerste keer op Ivy, en daar's 'n skrif wat ek regtig graag wil, wat ek nie vaar gegee het nie, en dis in Revelations 21, verse 1-4. En dis sommer net toe ons nou in worship, so ek het glad nie die prepare nie, maar ek voel net, jessie, dit was baie vinnig. Elise, juist, well done. Okay, nee, ons is in goeie hande, julle. Dis, man, yo, kom eens begin sommer net die lees. Ek gaan hom hier by my lees. And it says, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth has passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. And here's number 4 that I really want to focus on. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Then death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away. And I will somehow say, and the new will come. Maar net soos ek hierdie gelees het in worship, as ek sê, man, this is God's plan from the beginning. That he said, and vroeger in die Nuwe Testament sê dat I will write a new law, where I will write the law of on the hearts of my people. En ek love hierdie stukkie wat het sê, and behold, the dwelling place of God is with man in the new space. And it wants know is we're not there yet. We're not there where Revelations is. Hierdie is man, this prophecy of what is to come. En iets waarvan ons kan uitsien, maar ek voel net for now and where we are, en iets wat ek voel vanavond is that we wrestle. En ons goed waarmee ons sukkel, ek dink elkeen van ons kan sê en ons kan testify van, ons sukkel met iets. Whether it be, soos man, dis financieel, dis gesondheid, dis geestelik, man, ek wrestle met sin. En as man, dit voel vir my persoonlik in my lewe, daar's seasons wat ek soos, man, ek's on fire vir die Here. En dan sê ek soos, woe, en ek doen al die goed en in die volgende oomblik kan sukkel ek om op te staan en tyd saam met die Here te spandeer. En dan sê ek soos, oh, it feels like I'm just starting from the beginning. And baie van my prayer sometimes with the Lord is just, Here, keep me, please. I don't want to fall away. That's what I just want to stay with you. And it feels like this struggle. And it's vanaand. I feel like there might be many people tonight wat dieselfde voel. Either is just tired or bereik daai punt. Ek het sommer net die week in 'n paar goed wat ek soos mense dopgehou het. En is soos, mense verloor so 'n bietjie hulle lus vir die lewe. En is net soos, ja, lekker julle. Want almal, ek weet ek dink aan, môre gaan ek op vakansie. En is al wat ek aan kan dink. Ek is soos, joh, Tristan, focus net. Jy moet nog 'n paar goed doen. Maar al wat ek aan kan dink, is ons gaan bietjie gaan jag en ons gaan visvang. So, is al wat ek aan kan dink. But man, wat sê ek? O ja, I feel like they're... Oei, dankie dat julle vir my lag. Ek love dit. Dit is my love language, is lag my grappies. But man, we are tired, but this is what we are wrestling for, man. Is the day that Jesus Christ will come back and he will fetch us. And man, ek weet ek kan nie wag vir daai dag nie, maar dit iets wat ek voel die Here sê vanaand is just an I can't wait for that day. I can't wait for the day that you guys will be with me. That you won't have to wrestle anymore, that there will be no tears, that there will be no pain. Because here, I'm trying to stay holy, man. I really am. And ek weet, Here, he honors that, man. But there's a day where he would come and he will remove it. And as he's trusting you all with me now. And he will, as Susala says, a new earth and a new heaven. We will also receive new bodies. Waar hierdie flesh van my, wat die hele tijd wil sondig en wat die hele tijd moeg raak. It will be no longer. And I will be with him, man. And I want to keep that the center of tonight. That as jy daar is, man, look forward to that. net as met die woorde wat uitgekom het, if you're trying to like, man, ek moet het, I need to fix it, I need to know, we look forward to Jesus, you're coming back. Man, that is my hope, that is my fuel, is Jesus Christ. En soos ek dit begin, wil ek, en daar's 'n skrif in die Bybel praat baie van, julle kan al seker sien, ek hoef nie te sê nie, maar ek sien veel van 'n drawer nie. I'm not a, gee my 'n paar swaar gewiggies en ek sal dit like. Maar ek kan nie, ek hou nie van drafie. Ek loop yskas toe en dan sê ek, I'm winded, man. I can't do it. My pa, for some reason, was op 'n stadium soos 'n Vrystaat atleet. En hy hou nog, hy hou nog die rekord, as jy in Grey instap, is as jou boortjie, en dan staan nou 'n rekord, André G. Wiese, vir die 400 meter, hy was baie vinnig gewees, en jylle sê, maar jylle lyk soos 'n kort familie, somehow, the Lord did it, maar net, ja, so he ran a lot, en hy het baie keer, het hy vir ons saamgevat, toe ons op die plot geblei het, en dan het ons saam met hom gehardloop, en of course, you can imagine hoe like 6-jarige Tristan wat hardloop op die grond baie. Moet nie te lank aan dink asseblief. But man, you know, hardloop was en ons raak moeg, but I remember net soveel goed wat my paans geleer het to press through, to keep running. En baie van die goed is my cool net wat ek nou gebruik en nie net in hardloopie, but in everything that I apply to my life. In everything that I do to keep running, to keep to stay to have endurance. En net die Bybel gebruik hierdie terminologie nogals baie. En ek gaan so paar noem, hierdie skrifte hoef jy nie op te sit, these are the ones you don't have to find. Maar die Bybel gebruik, soos in Hebrews 12:1, it says, run the race with endurance. Keep, so, this is, man, ons hardloop en ons raak moeg, but run it with endurance. Endure to the end. Revelations 3:11, I'm coming soon, hold fast to what you have. Don't let it go, don't drop it, so that no one may seize your crown. 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. En is net, like, ek het gaan op, ek weet nie of julle, wat is dit, soos Bible Hub of Bible Gateway, soos jy Google het ding, en dan gee dit vir soos 200 skrifte. En ek was gewoon overwhelmed met soos hoe baie die Bible, die language gebruik van keep going, keep running. En my title, of my opskrif vir die aand is keep up the faith. En daar is 'n pan daar so, because you'll get it now. But the thing is, we run for Jesus, we run hard, we run because we're looking to that day. And the Bible says for us, we must keep ourselves pure, keep ourselves holy before Him, because He's coming back for a holy bride, but we get tired. And the thing is, the Bible sou nie so baie gehad van gepraat het, if the Lord didn't know, He knew we were going to get tired. So it's a normal response that die Here geweet het, this thing that I've called my people to do, they are going to get tired, they are going to wrestle, they are going to fall, there's grace in Him. But Jesus can relate to us. Because he was fully man. He is fully God. But he was fully man. And he got tired. And hy het bang geraak. To the point of where he sweat blood. So he understands. And hy skryf vir ons skrif that tells us to keep running. En dit herinner my aan 'n story. Of toe ek nou prep vir die en ek voel nou dis waar ek op praat. Herinner dit my aan, ek laaf op die oomblik die Ou Testament. That is the grace of God, dat die Ou Testament lekker is vir iemand. Maar ek geniet dit verskriklik. En een van my favorite, en ek sê dit die hele tyd, so julle dink, maar Moses is my favorite Bible character, like, punt. Ek weet nie of is dit omdat hy baard, almal picture hom met 'n baard, so ek wil net soos Moses wees met sy baard, but just his humility, en he leads millions of people for God, maar dan sê hy dat hy gaan in die tent en hy huil. So there's this duality of him leading in confidence with the Lord, but crying in the presence of God. En ek love net die persoon, dit het niks met die preek te doen nie. Dit is net, ek praat net mense, brag oor hoe cool Moses is. But in Exodus 17, ons kan het gauw lees, Exodus 17, 8 tot 13, ons het hom, well done. It says, then Amalek came and fought with Israel at, yesie, Rephidim, Kodi, theoloog, Rephidim, okay, that's it. So Moses said to Joshua, choose for us men and go out and fight Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand. So Esau kom Amalek and the people and they're fighting against Israel. There's no Israel uit Egypte. And now they're fighting and they called to fight. Jesus is calling them to fight this fight. Verse 10, and it says, so Joshua did as Moses told him and fought with Amalek. While Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. They say, what? Yes. Whenever Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed. And when he lowered his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands grew weary. So they took a stone and put it under him. He sat on it while Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. So his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua overwhelmed Amalek and his people with the sword. En toe ek hierdie skrif, toe ek daaroor preek, toe ek half gepicture, ek wil iemand kry om hier te kom staan met sy hande die hele tyd en dan sal ek die hele tyd praat tot die persoon moeg raak, maar gaan nie nou dit doen. But it's this cool picture of Moses wat staan and he's called to, first of all, Israel is called to fight. Again, we're coming back to that, die terminologie van die Bybel wat praat, fight the good fight, run with endurance, stand strong. So Israel is called to fight, but now Moses needs to keep up his hands. Keep up the faith, nee, the title. He needs to keep up his hands, and as long as his hands are up, Israel's winning. But his hands are growing weary, and he starts to lower his hands. And as he lowers his hands, Israel is losing the fight. And what's my coolest is this picture of Aaron and Hur, Aaron and Hur, kom staan hier langsom, and they hold up his hands. And as we grow tired, and ons allemaal verstaan, ek denk ons het al die prentjie gehoor van, we need to spin the plates. Like ons, die prentjie van, is it a clown or what ook al, en dan dat hulle hierdie klomp stokkies met die plates, en Andrew het altyd so mooi verduidelik dat die goed dat we balance in our life, the things that we need to do, whether it is, it's our, ons verhouding met die Here, ons verhouding met ons vriende, met ons man, ons vrou, ons meisie, ons boyfriend, ons honde en ons katte, ons moet, like, jy moet hulle voer, asjeblief. Like, there's things that we need to keep up, but as we start growing tired, and Moses starts to drop his hands, we start to drop certain things. But, in this is where it gets to, and there's two things, Aaron and Hur, wat ek voel die Here vir ons gegee het, as pillars, as things to help us to keep up the faith, to run the race with endurance. And the beauty, and this is what ek op wil focus, is that yes, we've been called to, soos man, there's a part that we play, but the Lord has given us these things. And He will come and He will encourage us. He will give us the endurance through these two things. En ek glo die twee dinge wat die Here vir ons gegee, die twee pilare, is firstly Jesus. Jesus, God, die Heilige Gees. That's the one side. Call it Aaron of wat ook al. And the other side is church. So in both of these God has given to us. En ek seker jy kan ook okay, maar wat van dit there's probably more. But as twee wat ek op wil fokus, en ek voel amper vir my, that we can encompass all things under these two things. So kom ons begin, let's start with Jesus. En op die einde van die dag, He's the one that keeps us. He's the one that sent His Spirit. That says, the Spirit is the one that counsels us. In all situations, in all areas, in whatever we're facing, whether it's going well or whether it's going bad, the Spirit of God is the person of Jesus. And is the essence of God that is with us and that comforts us. Isaiah 40:28-31 say, have you not known, have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. How cool is that? We grow faint. We grow weary. But who doesn't faint and grow weary? God. So as ek in 'n reis moes wees, en ek het iemand nodig as dit 'n aflos is. Ek sal graag seker vir Gawie wil vat. Someone who I know, nie sommer sal moeg raak, nie sommer. I want that person to be on my team. And God is the one who does not faint. He does not grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint. And to him who has no might, He increases strength. Even youths shall faint. As jy dink jy is jonk en jy kan go, the Bible says no. Hey, the dream, then it must be true. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait on the Lord, for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. God is the one who carries us, not us. And yes, I need to be faithful to come to Jesus and to find Him. And actually, he's also a gentleman, man. It's just the story of the prodigal son. He waited at the door for the son to come back. And when the son decided to come back, he ran and he met the son with love. So we need to come to him, man. And that's the one thing is if you are weary, if you are fainting, like, man, how's that pillar doing? Are you coming to the Lord? Are you finding him, the one who doesn't grow faint or weary? Are you finding him, like, just giving you strength? Ek weet, man, ek kom, soos ek sê, ek gaan die cycles van doing well and then not doing well. En ek weet die eerste ding wat ek altyd vir myself sê, Tristan, get back to God. And the moment that I wake up and spandeer met hom in die oggend of hoe ook al jy dit doen, man, every single time without fail, he comes and he meets me and I'm encouraged. And many times it is, it's amper net vir die dag. And then tomorrow I wake up, But it's cool because it gets me again to a place that I need him. See, net a once-off, okay, dankie, Here, ek het gekry dat I know every day I come. And maybe that's something that the Lord does in us now is to, do we grow faint and we grow weary, but it reminds us of how much we need him. I cannot stand with my arms on my own strength and win this fight. I need this Aaron on my side to keep me going. I need God. And it's cool, soos, ek gaan so 'n bietjie contrast gee oor soos daar's goed wat ons kan kry in kerk that I cannot get on my own, just alone with God. And there's things I can get alone with God that I cannot get in church. En een van die goed is net ek het die naweek toe praat ek met Heinrich. Was Heinrich? Ek het hom gesien met sy cool F1 hemp. Was hy? Daar is die man. Ja. Hy het nou baie keer aan, nou man, hy het die cool F1 hem. Maar net so, toe praat ek bietjie oor hierdie, en dis my een van die mooiste skrifte in die Bybel. En dis van Matteus 16, vers 13 tot 17, en iets wat ek sien in die Here se hart is, he loves first-hand revelations. He loves to speak to people on his own, and out of his own mouth. And I love it that when people come to him, and net, hoekom ek dit sê is, in Matteus 16, 13, sê dit, now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? And they say, some say it's John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he said to them, but who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter replied, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And that for me is, in this altered my heart, is there is value to be found in listening to preachers, in online of in my dagboekie, wat iemand. But there's so much life in Jesus revealing it firsthand. And here he says, blessed are you, because no man revealed this to you. It's not what they said I am. You saw who I am. And when we come firsthand to Jesus, and he speaks to us, we are encouraged. We are strengthened. We are filled with faith. En ek weet, ek gebruik hierdie skrif, but it's just something I love, and die skrif verwys na die gospel, but it says, I gain faith by hearing and hearing the word of God. But I know I gain faith by hearing his voice. When I come and I hear him firsthand, not off of something else. And can you? Yes, you can. And I know, but I cool. That we do sit at the feet of the apostles. We do. And there's life in that. But man, to find it firsthand in his word. To find it firsthand in prayer. To find it firsthand when ek nou worship song luister. And all of a sudden that becomes a reality to me. That he is worthy. That he is beautiful. There's so much more life in that. And there is those. I don't want to get too practical. But there's multiple, like, man, how are we spending time with God? In our prayer, is it just, it was a neiging om net in ons gebed, but we're just asking for stuff, Here doen dit, Here doen dit, Here doen dit. But it's a two-way thing. Now we're giving space for God to speak back in our prayers. Ek weet, ek het op 'n stadium, yo man, en het was in 'n goeie season geweest, ek so lief was vir die Here, and ek love prayer, like I just love prayer, it's so cool. Dis vir my, ek voel dis moeilik om fake te wees in prayer. Like, en as jy Bybel lees, dan ek kan dit lees, en ek kan Matteus, Markus en Lukas is cool storieboeke, of ek kan lees van Jonah, and it's all these interesting stories, of in worship, ek love musiek, so I can be stirred by Keanu, wat so frek goed gitaar speel, en Heinrich, wat so die bass jam, and it's easy to be stirred, but when I pray, I feel naked in front of God, there's nothing to lean on, there's no, it's me and it's a real. But in that space, do I give him chance to speak back? Am I hearing his voice when I pray? Do I understand and do I know that he loves to speak back? Do I hear his voice, man? Ek het altyd gebruik as 'n tool to worship. Want ek weet nie of die Here my wil hoor sing nie. Nee, ek joke. Die Here love it. But I took songs, woorde van liedjies, and I prayed it to him. Or I took scripture and I prayed it to him, man. A beauty to be found in our times of prayer with him. In our worship, ek het onlangs geleer gitaar speel en ek het net soveel lewe gevind in a different way of spending time with Jesus. In a different, want ek so gewoond aan, okay, ek kan Bybel lees of ek kan bid. Those are the two things. Those are my options for spending time with the Lord. Maar nou is ek, man, there's a whole new avenue I can discover. En my arme bure, van die vensters oop en dit is baie naby. Ek weet nie, shame, arme hulle. Ek trust dat die gees daar sal werk, but man, I'm enjoying it. Man, are we... And I say, if you can't play an instrument, if you can't, almal kan sing, almal moet nie, maar, but, soos ek, but I'm just joking. But if you can't, man, like, find good worship. Put on headphones and spend time in worship. If you can't sing anyways. Gaan klim in die shower en sit het aan, dat die mense jou nie hoor nie. And then you sing in the shower. Man, God loves it when we sing to him. There's a scripture, sing a new song to God. Make a joyful noise. Ek maak seker baie noise vir die Here. Hopefully it's joyful. And then the word. Oh, julle, again, I've been finding so much life in Old Testament. And die ding is, when I pray or when I worship, op die einde van die dag, I'm praying to God and I'm worshiping to God. But how can I pray or I can worship a God that I don't know? Ek weet nie wie hy is. The word is there. That I can see the person of God. I can get to know him. And this is like in the Old Testament, like everything he does, it reveals to me his nature, the person of God. And ek lees, ek sies, no way, I didn't know God was like that. Ek geweet, that is his characteristics nie. And then I'm encouraged, die Here het 'n manier om, whatever season you are in your life, and you're reading the word, it's as if that passage is speaking into that space in your life. He uses, if I said for you, iets is wat boring is om the Bible te lees. It was for my, for lang, ek het geresel. Heer, ek weet is iets wat ek moet doen, but I really don't enjoy it. En ek weet, ek het gebid, like morning after morning, Lord, please, wake up. Because it is just a book with text. But, if the Spirit makes that word alive in us, it has a very different effect. Then it starts to encourage us. Then it starts to build us up. Then it starts to stir our faith and strengthen us, man. And again, how much cooler, net again, back to Matthew 16, that first-hand revelations. That ek soos, dis cool, as jy soos, ja, kry my woord in, because I'm listening to people preach online. Like, that's great, man, but it's so much more life-giving. If you're in the word yourself, and you're finding it yourself, and jy lees die skrif, I've never thought of it that way. And the Spirit brings it alive in our hearts. Man, it stirs us, and it builds us up. So that's the one side, is we are encouraged by God. And at the end of the day, it is him who strengthens. It is him. But I do believe he's given the other side and he's given church. Het mense gegee, so that we don't do it alone. We need one another to encourage us. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 3 says, on the other hand, the one who prophesies speaks to people for their building up and encouragement and in consolation. A fivefold gifting, ons glo in die fivefold giftings. One of them was given to encourage. One of them, and it does so much more, but part of it is building up, encouraging, and consolation. So if we are wrestling, and Here it geweet, we're going to wrestle. It's like, man, he's given gifts to one another, so that when we're in each other's midst, prophecy can come, and it can encourage us. And ek weet nie hoe ek kan prophesy oor myself, is it net ek en Here is hier? Like, Here kan oor my praat, yes. I guess you can prophesy over yourself. It's possible. Ek vind dit baie moeilik. Dit is baie makliker om 'n woord vir iemand anders te kry. Dis 'n woord vir myself. But it's is given people and fellowship and a gift of prophecy that we can encourage one another. James 5:16 says, therefore, if we confess our sins to one another and pray for one another that we may be healed, the prayers of a righteous person has great power. Like, die skrif is staan vir my nog as uit. Not just am I confessing my sin to God, in the times that I'm spending with him. But I'm also, die Here roep ons to be in open with one another. And in the language of funny script, and I'm not, but it says, pray, confess your sins that you may be healed. So there is a power in when I'm confessing it to someone and not just to God. He wants us to also be like, have this side of our arm being strengthened. Man, there's a different sense of His Spirit when we are together. Matthew 18, verse 20 said, "For when there are two or three gathered in my name, there I am among them." And that's not saying that as a Kalienas is saying, "Need Donnie." There's just something different when we're together. And ek, so many Sundays, staan ek op en ek laugh Sondag, want dan is ek rustig en ek bly in my pyjamas. Vooral nou dat het koud is. And the spirit of Dubai is heavy op my. Dan, man, ek is soos, man, dan kom kerk. Ek is soos, man, ek is rarig hier. I'm not so less for kerk, man. But I know in me, I know, Tristan, when you go, this arm's going to be lifted up. And without fail, like, honestly, I'm not saying that to you. Without fail, every time I've come, ek loop uit, like, reg om deur 'n muur te hardloop. Ek is soos, Here, stuur my. Stuur my Uzbekistan toe, I'll go. Tussen al die bomme. Because, man, you guys stir me so much. And the love that you have for Jesus. Because your arms are up. Man, I'm like, okay, cool. Lift mine up as well. When one suffers, we all suffer. Maar wanneer jy hulle goed doen, baie dankie. Because I'm also doing well. So keep doing well. No, man. And it's, God knows, man. He knows the power of unity. En net om terug te kom na die skrif, Matthew 18, 20. For when there are two are gathered in my name, specifically. Like, all in unity. All together, seeking the same thing. Man, the Lord knows. And ek het nou onlangs hierdie gelees. And again, it's just hit me. Because the Lord knows the power of unity when we as believers are together. In Genesis 11, 5, it says, "And the Lord came down to see the city as the Tower of Babel now, and the tower which the children of man built. And the Lord said, Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do, and nothing that they propose to do will be impossible for them." How cool is that? As ek op my eie is, maybe I can do it. But man, if we are together in unity, there's a language of, there's so much more we can do for His kingdom. And the Lord has designed us from the beginning to not just have the one side, just the one arm up, but both arms up, kept up by the Lord. And again, they depend on one another. Because if all of us are not finding the Lord and we are coming together, there's not much that's going to happen. Because it says, if all are there in my name, and everyone is finding Jesus together, when I'm coming and spending time with you guys, because you are full of Jesus, and you are, it encourages me. And it, yo, in Genesis 2, 15, 18, product van die Here wat that made man, and then he said it's not good, verse 18, said it's not good that man should be alone. Hey, relax, Matthew. Hey, say, jy is volgende, né? Op die Canva. Oh, okay. But, and I know he's speaking about women, but there's something of his heart that comes through in that scripture. That it was Adam and God and man that has to be perfect. Was he vrouwens? No, I'm joking. Hey. But it's like it's Adam and God, and yet God says, it's not good, Adam, that you are alone. We need both. They are intention. And there's things I can experience in God that I'll never experience in a corporate setting in any kerk. And I need to do that. And there's things that I can experience of God in a corporate setting, a healthy corporate setting, that I can never experience just on my own. We need both of those things. And both of those is given to us to run the race with endurance. Matthew 22, and this is the great commandment. Or not the great, yeah, it is. 34 verse 40. But the Pharisees had heard, he had silenced the Sadducees, and they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him the question to test him. He says, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And he said to them, "You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind. This is the greatest first commandment. And second to this, and like it," it says, "it is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the law of the prophets." Those are the two things that the Lord has given us to uphold. And those are the things that I believe if we are in those things, if we are finding Jesus, He comes and He gives us strength and encouragements. And because we are finding Jesus, now we are all coming together, and I'm even stirred more because everyone else is also finding Jesus. And it's just if we keep these two things. But if one of them starts to wane, Israel starts to lose. And we start to, it does get difficult. So I want to encourage us, as we break down tight in a year, and look, let's not even make it about the year. We reach those times over and over again. And you will be encouraged, and then a time will come again that we wrestle. But man, may we put our strength in Jesus. May we rely on Him to be the one that strengthens us. Not our own tactics, our own thingies, or slim vies, but on Jesus and His church. And as we go now, and ons gaan op vakantie, I'm trusting that if vakantie, it's a great time to strengthen the one side of spending time with God and finding Him. But what I'm hoping for, even for myself, is that while I'm doing this, that ek al hoe meer honger en honger sal raak, want man, ek was lanklaas by PM. Yes, ek het lanklaas vir hulle wel gesien. Man, I want to go back. Ek wil vir hulle wel 'n drukkie gee. Because that's what the two works together. Love you, bro. So just, to land in a response. Matthew 11, het ek hierdie gesê? Nee. Anyway, Matthew 11, 18 to 30. Come to me, all who labor, are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I'm gentle and lowly in heart. You will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. As we are waiting for the day that our lover, the lover of our souls are coming to get us, may we keep these two things in balance. May we love Jesus. May our hearts and our alles, ons hele being, our minds and our just burn for Him. And secondly, like that, may our hearts burn for one another. May we keep loving one another. May we be open and vulnerable with one another. Man, dit gaan nie goed met my nie. Then, more than ever, I should actually go to church. So that I may be encouraged. So that I may be loved. So that the gift of prophecy can build me up. So, yeah, can we, daar waar ons is, can we just stand?
Ek dink daar's 'n awesome